This is Making Captain, a Discworld fanfic written by Nevra Larch and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Carrot Iron Founderson and Gwa von Uberwald. When Angwa makes captain, Carrot isn't the first to congratulate her. That's Commander Vimes, obviously, because he's the one who promotes her, signs the paperwork, and then shakes her hand. "It's been coming for a while," he says, looking her in the eye. "You were a damn good sergeant, so try to be a damn good captain."
"I'll try as hard as I can, sir," says Angwa,
grinning, even though she knows it makes people a little nervous when she does that. "Master Vimes can take it."
"Good. Now get out of here."
Vimes nods her out of his office, into the main room of the watch house, where a cadre of watchmen is pretending not to eavesdrop. And that's why Carrot isn't the second, third, or 50th person to congratulate Angwa either. He's out investigating an unlicensed robbery on Treacle Mine Road. So Angwa gives Cheery a hug and shakes as many hands as she can before moving on to her new duties. Sergeant Colin has words of wisdom to impart. Detritus and Dorfel give stiff handshakes. Constables Visit and Shu try to congratulate Angwa at the same time, and then inevitably end up fighting over something for a few minutes before remembering what they were doing. Angwa likes how normal it is. When she gets home at 2 or 3 in the morning, she's had a bit to drink. Celebratory watch party. And a bit to eat. Strictly salad. It's been a week since the moon. Carrot is already curled up in their bed, snoring softly. "Hey," she says.
"Carrot." "Angwa."
Carrot wakes up fast, like he always does. "How are you?"
"Promoted," says Angwa. "I made captain today."
"Congratulations," says Carrot solemnly. He is the 83rd person to say that today, and while he's not the only one who matters, he's the one who matters most. Angwa shivers her way out of her armor, feeling buoyed by his approval. "How is the investigation?" she asks.
"Difficult," says Carrot, and his mouth goes hard for a moment. "But we got them in the end."
He shifts over in the bed, leaving Angwa more than enough room to join him.
He doesn't even take the blankets with him.
"Good work," says Angwa, before climbing into bed. Her eyes are already drooping, helped along by the pastry and the full day of work before that. But before she falls asleep, she catches Carrot smiling at her. Maybe as pleased by her compliments as she was by his. When she does fall asleep, Carrot is the rock at her back, steady and reliable for today and tomorrow. The end.